So finally, about 9 o'clock, they decided to operate anyway, just to see what it was. They would just do exploratory surgery. And well, when they did, they found that his appendix had ruptured, and all this poison was through his system, and it took quite a while to get him all cleaned out and flushed out and sewn back together. And at the time, one of the doctors, it was Dr. Evans, he says, where's his wife? And I said, well, she couldn't come in. She got the store to take care of. And he thought that was just terrible that the wife hadn't come in with him because he was so sick. But at the time, there was three little kids there and the store, wood stoves to tend, and I just couldn't leave. He was taken care of here, so there was no reason for me to come in, really. Mm-hmm. He had everyone here. My family was all here. So he was in the hospital for a week because to watch for infection. And then he had to stay in town for about another week before he was able to come home. But while he was gone, we got all the wood in, the fellas got all the wood in for the next year, and we got all that taken care of. That was the only real medical emergency we had.
How about your children? Did they ever have any troubles out there?
Oh, little minor things. There was nothing, no major. No major thing. I think there were all little minor things that we took care of, and the women in Circle knew how to take care of all these little minor things anyway. Even if you had to be sewn up, they could do that. One time one of the boys had cut his foot bad in the river, was wading in the river, and there was a piece of glass there, and he cut it, and one of the ladies took a piece of her hair and sewed it up, and sewed her son's foot up, and no problems. They just took care of things by themselves like they always had. Now we're afraid to do that. It's just easier to call the doctor, come into the doctor, mm-hmm. the hospital.